In this demo, Peter Myers is going to show us how to publish shared data sets and shared report parts to enable self-service reporting with SQL Server 2008 R2 reporting services.
In this demonstration, I'm going to publish a shared data set and report parts, which will enable self-service reporting, and I'll demonstrate this in a later presentation. So let me commence by opening up my sales by product report. And when we explore the report data pane and the data sets, we see that I have this DS main and DS year. Well, my intention here is to share the DS main data set with other reports. And so what I can do is right click and convert that to become a shared data set. And note over here then, the DS main shared data set is added to the project. Now, calling it DS main probably isn't the best idea because once it's published, it doesn't really provide a description of what it represents. So I can rename this to be called the sales by product. And then for anyone browsing for shared data sets on the server, that's going to be better understood. It requires me to come back to the data set properties in my report, and just to establish that link, that even though it's called DS main in this report, it links to the sales by product shared data source or set. Next, I'm going to publish report parts, specifically the parameter, the AdventureWorks logo, and the table that I have here of sales by product. And the way that I achieve this is on my report menu, I configure which parts within a report to publish. So in this dialog window, I get to specify that when I publish the report, that these associated report parts will also be published. So first of all, let's take a look at the image. When I expand, we see a preview of the image. I have the opportunity to rename it beyond its unique name within this report, and I'll call it the AW logo. And I can provide a description as well. Use this for all corporate reports. Now that makes it easy to understand what the part is, and it's also searchable. For Tablex 1, again, not really self-describing. I'm going to call this sales by product. And again, I could provide a description. And for my year parameter, I'm happy to include it. So let's just ensure they are all selected. Click OK. It's not until I deploy the report that the associated report parts are published. Before I do that, let's review the project properties. And then when you deploy data sets, you can configure the folder name that shared data sets will go to. Likewise for report parts. By default, they will go to a report parts folder. So let me deploy the entire project. The output window here confirms that in addition to deploying the report of sales by product, it has also published the report parts. All right, specifically, there's the parameter, the Tablex, and the image. In addition, the shared data set, sales by product, has been deployed. So when I switch across to Report Manager and I reload the home folder, we now see the addition of a data sets folder, and there's the sales by product. We have the ability to rename it and provide description, link it to a different data source, review dependent items like the sales by product report, and even configure caching, which is a very definite benefit of a shared data set, is that you can cache the data once and have that cache set reused across multiple reports. Back to the home folder, and this time navigating to the report parts, we see that the AdventureWorks logo, sales by product, Tablex, and the year parameter have now been published and are available for use by end users in a self-service scenario. We will explore this with Report Builder 3.0 in a later demonstration.